The federal government's unveiled a new plan to try and ease concern about the pressure WA's mining boom is placing on the sensitive natural and cultural heritage of the resource-rich Kimberley region. Environment Minister Peter Garrett has announced a long-term environmental assessment of the region and says it could lead to the nomination of the Kimberley for World Heritage listing. More immediately, he says he wants to ensure development of the area's huge oil and gas reserves won't spoil the area's heritage. The study is a joint venture between the Commonwealth and the Government of WA. The Environment Minister told Alexandra Kirk it will be the most comprehensive study of the region's values ever undertaken.
Look, the Kimberley is one of Australia's outstanding natural and cultural areas. It's a place of real beauty. It's relatively unspoiled. It's got extraordinary potential in terms of its environment, those resources, tourism, and right livelihood for Indigenous peoples critical. But it's also a place which is very rich in resources, particularly oil and liquid natural gas. And it's a place that's under incredible pressure, just already in terms of tourism demands and development demands. So it will give us a much better scoped sense of what actually is contained in this marvellous area.
What if, in the interim, development projects are put up to the state or the Commonwealth? What will happen to those?
Well, they'll be treated in the normal course of events. But what I would say is that by giving such a strong signal that we're going to do something which I think should have been done in the past but now desperately needs to be done, i.e. be really rigorous and comprehensive in our assessment of the values of a region and provide a much greater sense of purpose in terms of strategic planning for development, I would have thought that that would be in everybody's interests, and that in that sense, let this process travel its distance in a timely fashion, and let the decisions that come after that be decisions which reflect well on us as decision makers in the future.
So is that a signal that development projects really should be put on hold until the assessment's actually finished?
Well, I think that there's already consultation between governments and industry about the future of the Kimberley, and so industry will be well aware that this is a preferred path that government wishes to take, i.e. particularly to identify potential sites for a single user hub in respect of the Browse Basin resource. Now that makes sense, it makes sense to us, but look, if there are development proposals afoot and they come through, then they'll be processed in the normal course of events.
Have you been influenced in this approach by what happened under the previous government with the conflict between development and conservation over the Burrup Peninsula and the rock art?
Well, I think that you couldn't look at the West Australian coast and not realise that what happened at the Burrup was by no means a perfect process. It wasn't. We need to have a much more coherent and focused approach in terms of development in these parts of Australia which are hitherto not necessarily undeveloped but underdeveloped but have great and important natural values. But when we look at the Kimberley, what we can say is that this area is of real, unique and considerable beauty. It's extraordinarily important for Indigenous communities that their economic potential is realised in any decisions that are made. And it's also important for the whole of the Australian community to know that the Australian Government and the Environment Minister is taking this area seriously.